thank you. And Lord, it's with all the excitement and anticipation we gather in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And Lord, you are our salvation. You're the salvation. Hallelujah. Your blood. Your love. Hallelujah. The Lamb of God given to us. Oh, as John said, behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And here we are, gathered to praise you. Lord, vessels to praise you for your grace. Lord, you prepared us. And Lord, how you've been just percolating us in us right now. Hallelujah. Through the song. Your grace, your grace, your grace. Lord, let us have more of a vision of your grace. The power of it, the all-sufficiency of it. How you've given us all grace. Praise you, Jesus. That we are yours. That we are your workmanship. Lord, thank you. And by your grace, let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles today to Titus chapter 2. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us. Isn't that, I love that. See, it's appeared to all men, but now then it becomes personal. Teaching us who believe. Amen. Paul speaking of us in Christ. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Oh, I can't stop there. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And all I can say is, wow, isn't grace something? Amen. Isn't grace something? Amen, it is something. And the best of all, I thank God as we come in here, that grace is building in us. It's the word of his grace which builds us up. Amen. See, it's grace. It's the word of his grace. There's a huge difference. It's the faith which worketh by love. You're finding out it's even grace that gave you faith. And that faith really isn't of ourselves. It's the gift of God. It's the gift of God. Your faith is the gift of God. Your faith is grace. See, that doesn't make me feel bad. It makes me glad. Didn't he say, give me all grace? Well, you know what's behind all grace? And what's given in all grace? All faith. So if you'll take all grace, you'll have all faith. Because grace is everything. Grace has it all. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It blows your mind, doesn't it? You just sit there and go, wow. It's tremendous. It's so sweet. It's so beautiful. It's so special, intimate, loving. What a God. What a God. Amen. And the best part about that grace is it builds in us. And the evidence is we're becoming that those vessels to the praise and the glory of his grace. That's all we want to glory in is his grace. Amen. I don't want to glory in what I can do. I can't do anything. I wouldn't glory in that anyways. It'd be really stupid. But I love to glory in his goodness and glory in what he does and glory in what he does in you. Because what he does in you, by the grace of God, I get it. It's in me too. Because we're of his body. That's why we should be real happy bunch here. Because there's still a lot of happy bunch out here. So if you're not happy today, be happy because a part of your body is. How did that work? Huh? But it does. Do you realize what you are and how the supplying of the Lord comes through you, little joint? Amen. And how it supplies the joints of the body? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now, this marvelous grace that we have, some say it is unmerited love. Well, we sure know that in many different ways, but maybe Ephesians chapter 2, 8, and 9 tells us this very sweetly, how unmerited it really is. Because in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, it says, "For by grace, once again, are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself." Isn't that something? It's not of yourselves. The faith that was given to you of grace is not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Isn't that marvelous? Not of works, lest any man should boast. There's so much depth in that. Read it till he come. And you'll grow in grace. Even in a verse you thought, well, I know that. No, you don't. You haven't even begun to see that verse. As he can show it to you in the light, upon light, upon light. How beautiful and magnificent is the grace of God. But then, you know, what happens is you soon find out, not only is it unmerited love, but you find out in that wonderful grace and unmerited love how highly favored you are. Amen? So it's this unmerited love. Highly favored. It's not that I'm just loved, but I'm favored. And not just favored, but highly favored. How highly favored? Well, you go on over to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And I think this does somewhat define how highly favored you are more maybe than anything in the Word of God. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." He loves you. And you're favored. And it just says, come. And it's telling you especially when to come. Is when you need help. Then you find out how highly favored. He's the God that delivers me from how many of your troubles? Hey, you know that. Do you really know that? Oh, yes, you do. All your troubles. He's the God, hallelujah, who perfects that which concerns you. Completes it. And see, the only way you could see that is in the word of his grace. The only way that you could conceive and understand that is with the mind of Christ, which is the word of his grace. The Lord is thinking about you and him forever. Forever. He's got forever in mind. Every time we think about something, it's the next 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying? What is the outcome going to be right now? And yet we have Romans 8:28. And we know. Isn't that wonderful? And we know, Romans 8:28. All things. This is the God of all. This isn't part way. All. All grace. And we know. All things work together for good. To them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. You understand the calling of his purpose is the word of his grace. He's drawn you in that. Amen. So everything about your life, because of unmerited love and because you're highly favored, and it's by God, is all working together perfectly for your good. Because he doesn't just see an isolated event, because he already before ordained that event for you to walk in it. He sees all of them coming together for your life, for eternity with him, in the exceeding riches of his grace, in his kindness to us. This is your God. This is why so many murmured in the desert, because they didn't get this. Because they were all about one event at one moment at a time. As opposed to, as God told Moses, be still and know that I am God. How are you going to know God if you don't know his word? You won't. You'll always be guessing in your mind what God is. I think that's so ridiculous. These people get together, oh, what's God? He's right here. He revealed himself to us, knucklehead. It's the word. And by the word, we know God. By the word, we know the will of God. And you understand his will is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And here's Christ. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Yeah. Absolutely beyond any comprehension of what perfect is. It is, isn't it? But that's what's so lovely about our Jesus is it's not the perfect that we think of as perfect. It's complete. And how beautiful the word of God is we know that Paul's gospel completes the word of God. Once again, we're here in the church age that the Father is seeking the true worshiper. This is in John. The one who worships him. What does the word worship mean? Drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss. Go look it up. Drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss. Who would that be? Huh? An acquaintance? Would it be, well, I don't necessarily draw nigh in fervent love to kiss my friends. That'd be a little strange. I'd get in trouble. Because I have one I better be drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss. And that's my wife. How could the word of God not be any clearer? But yet we're going to go think in our minds what God really is. Oh, I like to think of him. I remember this professor I had. Oh, he's so big, Sweet Bob had helped me write a song and these series of songs about how personal my Jesus is to me. And I know it witnessed. Maybe not to him, but I know the word of God doesn't return void unto him. Amen. And I know it did something for me. See, I want to understand. When I get with God, I know that he's giving that word to me. Now, God says by his grace, we go plant and water. But it's God that gives the increase. The only thing I can do by the grace of God is be full of him. And then everything else is his. I know he'll do the work. Because I know by the grace of God, the work that he's done in me. And I know it's a miracle. I know for me to be here today to preach the marvelous truth of the glory of his grace is a miracle. My sis really does know. She changed my diaper. And a lot of other worse things. She had to work with me for some time. But she loves me. And she knows God did something. But that's God. Now, let's get at it. So, unmerited love, highly favored. But then, brothers and sisters, this never-ending grace, we can even live its power. The power of the grace of God. That's the love of God fervently alive in your life. Fervently alive. Now, there's a difference there. Because we can think of, well, yes, I want to have the love of God and all this. No, I'm talking about the love of God fervently alive in your life. That's when you know that Jesus Christ is in love with you. That is the grace of God. That is the divine grace of God. That he's in love with you. In love with you, that he wants you to be his wife.
It ramps it up. That was Jesus in his relationship and his relationship with us, but even with his disciples. You know, you're my friends. Stop calling me master. You're not my servants, you're my friends. But then it was more than friend. Then the next that he wanted was, I want you to call me dearly beloved. But you can't call me that until you get the Holy Ghost. See, I've got to send the comforter, the one that'll comfort your heart to receive this. Settle you down to realize what grace really is. And only the Spirit of truth can really minister to your heart how immense grace really is. That the power of grace would live and dwell in your heart. I know this one knows. You know Jesus is in love with you, don't you, honey? Yes, you do. I know it. He's not a respecter of person. He doesn't care about your age. He's called you. Little Samuel, he's on that bed. He went in to get Eli. Did you call me? Son, go back to bed. What are you doing? Did you call me? Gets up again. It must be God. And God called you. And God chose you. And he sent you the word of his grace to build you up and give you an inheritance. Hallelujah. Among all them that are sanctified, set apart to God. Yes. Lord, bring it in. Now, this grace, brothers and sisters, is full unconditional power of the backing of God. And right here in our text as we began here today in Titus, I believe there's a part of grace that I think we so overlook. And I want you to go back there to Titus chapter 2. We overlook it. We neglect it. How all-sufficient grace really is. In that 12th verse, listen to this. Everybody, listen to this. Grace teaches us. Grace teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Praise be to God. Lord, increase our understanding and confidence in the grace of God today. Amen. Amen. Really, Lord, in Jesus' name, lock us in here right now. Grace teaches you. Grace teaches you. Grace, and in that teaching, it's not just instructing. It's molding and chastening you. See, the Lord doesn't deal with you according to your sin. He doesn't reward you according to your iniquity. And you know why? Because you don't have any. David figured that out. He doesn't deal with you according to your sin. He doesn't reward you according to your iniquity. Well, I've never heard that. Read the Word of God. Know the Word of God. Rejoice in the Word of God. This precious, all-loving, unmerited love and unmerited favor that never ends. See, grace is so much more than just forgiving us, brothers and sisters. Grace instructs us. And grace always instructs you, meaning it chastens you all the way along. It chastens you even when we face temptation. It molds and chastens us and never abandons us even when we go into temptation. Grace never leaves. And I love this. You know how grace chastens? Grace puts a hurt on you. The Lord, it hit me. I said, grace puts a hurt on me. Right here. It convicts, it chastens. It caused this heart to be a repentant heart. It causes this heart to stop and to say, Lord, what am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing? Because it teaches us denying ungodliness. Isn't that amazing?
And this isn't what you think what denying means, because it's not the denying that you think this means. This isn't denying that you're making a choice not to do something. No, you got real quiet, didn't you? Well, I thought I had to make a choice not to do something. No, you've done that many times. And it didn't work long, did it? You doing anything doesn't work. And you better get rid of that thought if you think you can do anything. Get rid of it right now. Because the word of the Lord is ministering to you. It's my grace that does everything. This grace power denying does not mean you making a choice. This word denying means to prove false. See, grace teaches you that these things of the world, the ungodliness, and the lusts of the world are false to my life. Amen. Did the word of God not say that you are brand new? That all things are passed away and behold, all things have been made new? Amen. Does the word of God says he that is born of God doth not sin, neither can he commit sin? God help us to have the word rightfully divided. Rightfully divided. Stay in it now. Come on. So see, brothers and sisters, the word of his grace teaches us that the sinning stuff that is around us isn't you. As we grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus, and by the way, Jesus is grace. Amen. But when we grow in that, we mature. Yes, we do. We become wise, we become experienced, we become trained, and we become skillful in who we are in Christ. Who we are in grace. Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth. Who are you in grace? Have you ever thought about that? That's your life. Come on. It's everything. And he's given us all of it now. We're going to get to that in here in just a minute. But who you are in grace. What our life in Christ is. What our life in grace is. And what it is not. That's what grace does. And that's the power of this grace. Is it proves those things in our life that are false. And one of the greatest ways. And I thank the Lord as he's began to open my eyes, enlighten me to what he's been doing all my life. He lets me know that this sinning stuff isn't me by faithfully causing those lies to make me feel bad. I've told you many times growing up, I wanted to enter into things. And I did enter into things. But man, when I was in those things, I could never have a good time. I could never have a good time. For a moment, I thought I was having a good time. But I'm telling you, very quickly, I began to feel physically ill. Mentally ill. There was a sickness that would come on. Because of his faithfulness. Because that grace was chastening me. Because that grace was showing me. Honey, that ain't you. That may work for that dirty, dead sinner. Because he's dead. But that don't work for you. Now, here we go. Now, sinful things. The lies that try to fool us. Lies that fool us that we need that. They may, for a moment, be appealing. But brothers and sisters, the effects on my mind and my body, thank you, Jesus.
I don't feel good in them. Thank the Lord for that. There may be something upon your life, and I'm confident there is. But thank the Lord that it ain't sitting right. That's the power of His grace. That's that grace that's never going to leave. It's always there. It's that unconditional love. It's that unmerited favor. It's as David said, though I make my bed in hell, thou art there with me. I ain't going to leave you there, honey. By the way, my grace is coming because you ain't going to feel comfortable there for long. Huh? Oh, yes. This is our God, my God. And this wonderful grace, it teaches me that those are false things. Those are negative things. Thank you, Lord. Those are things that are going to hurt my life, hurt me, and hurt the people that love me. Grace is bigger than me. Grace can begin to give such power that, Lord, not only hurt myself, I don't want to hurt those that love me. Most importantly, Lord, that grace, I don't want to hurt you. Let's bring it in more personal. You know what? Things like being bitter, jealous, living a life of envy, living a life that you don't stop lying, living a life of gossip, living a life of brawling, living a life of resenting your life. Praise be to God, those things make me sick. I've tried to embrace that disease before. Whew. Thank you, God, for your grace. I don't want to be sick anymore. I don't want that lie anymore. Think of it that personally for your life. If any of these things or all of these things seem to be that plague that never leaves, it's a lie. Why be sick? Why have that illness? How about being around and your fellowship is with ungodly people? Your ungodly friends. Those friends that, no, all they're going to do is influence you away from the things of God. All they're going to do is have you to participate in things that are all the activities of the liar. I'm praying right now you realize what a great illness that is. Why do I want to be sick? It'll only bring those things to my life. Once again, that's just grace that shows you that. That's just grace that proves that those things are false. Not only do you know that, thanks be to God, that that's that grace that chastens you, that brings that sick feeling. Lord, this isn't me. This isn't where my life sits to feast. And I will use the word feel good. Why don't we want to feel good in the Spirit? Why don't we want to walk in the Spirit and deny the lusts of the flesh? The Lord showed me this recently, and I thanked Him. Lord, I don't want to be sick no more. I don't want this sickness hanging on my life. It's a lie. Let's go on. How about infidelity? How about pornography? Why? Why? Why let this kind of stuff rob us and put those lies upon us? Let's go on. How about alcohol? How about drugs? Those are the greatest killers in our society.
We can talk all we want about all these other things that our politicians want us to talk about. But I'm giving you the facts.
Amen.
These are the things that are killing our kids and destroying families and wreaking havoc in marriages. Why? As Christians, brothers and sisters, this isn't us. This isn't the life that lives in us. And grace chastens us every moment, doesn't it? And thank the Lord today that you just can't sin willfully, can you? Thank Him for it. I know we're not a perfect people. Matter of fact, we got everything in here. And praise the Lord for it. Because we're here to hear this. To realize, Lord, that's not me. Brothers and sisters, we're not in bondage. We're free. We're free, aren't we? Brothers and sisters, we're not sick and diseased. We're healed by His stripes. We're healed. His stripes healed me. I'm new in Christ. As He tells us, the old man is dead. The old man is dead. So let's let grace. Let's let grace. Amen. Let's let grace bring us back to more of the abundant life. The abundant life. That's all by the grace of God. You are in grace. If you're a child of God today, this is your life. Grace. And you're in it. And I thank God that we have full unconditional backing of the power of God. The full unconditional power of the backing of God is that grace. All grace that has been given to you. Go to 2 Corinthians for a second here. Listen to this. In 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Did you hear that? All the grace that instructs, all the grace that denies, all grace to abound to you. That's what's going on in your life. That's why your life can't just sit there. It can't. It's going to move. And the Lord is moving. And that's it, the Spirit quickening your heart, your life, to even the simplicity of who you are in Christ. Lord, I don't want to feel bad anymore. Why? I take this, I have this, I do this. It's going to make me sick. I don't want to be sick no more. Let grace turn that on. Let grace turn it on. Come on. That's the power of the grace of God. It's never left you. You're in it. You've got all the power of the backing of God behind it. Oh, the ignorant one will say, well, look at your life. It seems to go on like this forever. Look, it seems to have all this chaos around it and all these hurts in your life. Well, what about Jesus? Did He have the full backing of God in His life? Well, I think there was a lot of hurt and a lot of turmoil and a lot of chaos all around that life. Oh, but that's God. God's plan. He had a plan. Let me tell you something. God's got a plan for you. And it's a same similar plan. The plan that was lived and finished so you can finish your plan. God's plan. That you finish it with joy. Grace will make you joyful. Grace is all powerful.
Yeah. You don't need to sit there and be kicked around by the devil anymore today. You don't. Don't do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to feel bad for a moment. I mean that. I know God's going to bring things in my life that I'm moment by moment to trust Him for. I've been sick. I've been hurt. Been injured. Been wounded. All these different things. But I'm talking about those things that you don't need to be kicked around by the devil no more. And that ain't you doing it, because he already did it. Listen to the word of the Lord today. He instructs you. That's that quickening conviction and that chastening that hits you all the time. When you're out there messing with lies that ain't you, that bring that feeling, oh Lord, it just makes me sick I do that. It makes me sick I do this. Take the grace of God and quit being sick. I don't need this. That's not me. Let the word of God prove this to you. And you know what? It has, hasn't it? You know the word of God. You know that he doesn't, again, listen to what David said. He doesn't deal with me according to my sin. He doesn't reward me according to my iniquity. Do you know how many Christians are stuck in that think somehow, some way, God is going to hit me with everything I did wrong? What's the matter with you? No, really, what's the matter with you? Shame on us for thinking something like that. That's the shameful thing. That's denying what he did fully on the cross. That it's finished. You really want grace working in your life? You really want it? Believe him. Believe him. And he's given you that faith to believe him. You want to finish this way? I'll tell you what. Here's your life. And we'll end it right here and see what choice you'll make. As I said to a brother, it's not how many people are out here. It's how many people come down here. You get that? This is where it sits and begins to filter in. This is where it begins to be broken and worked in deep. Yeah, we're taking time today. This can be that day where you have a vision of the all-powerful grace of God that it can break now. Now, 1 Peter 5, 8 through 10. Your life. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because your adversity, the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us, who hath called you unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Hallelujah! Let's pray. Father, Father, let me pray. Let me pray, Sam. Let me pray. Father. Jesus, come in. Jesus, come in.
Oh, my precious love. Yes, I am in love with you.
Jesus.
Yes, I am for you. Yes.
Jesus.
I have made you free. Prove me now.
Amen.
Prove me now.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you.
Thank you, God, for chastening me. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you for my brother. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, it's the grace of God that humbles us. Thank you, Lord, that thank you, God, I don't know a thing. But you, Lord, are perfect in everything. Thank you, Lord, for the love of God in the saints. Thank you, Lord, for this grace. And Lord, let us not draw back in unbelief. Let us go on in this morning. Lord, let us come to this altar today as the family of God. And let us pour this out to you, Jesus. It's time. You've dealt with my heart, son. It's time. Thank you, Lord. I'm witnessing to my brethren. It's time. It is time. Come. Come. In yes, Jesus' name.
Jesus,
oh, in Come Jesus' on. Name. Oh, yes.
Be strong in the grace of your Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. Consider brethren, the apostle and high priest and faithful one, our son Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, encourage everybody, God willing.
I hope to see you tonight. We're just going to dismiss in Jesus' name.